This is Misha Riddell with Christina Bothwell at the Artist's Home and Studio in Stillwater, Pennsylvania on June 17th, 2010 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Christina, let's just start at the beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Manhattan mm-hmm. in 1960, mm-hmm. December 1st, 1960. And my mom was an artist, stay-at-home mom, but an artist, and her father had been a successful artist in Santa Fe.
Interesting. What was your mom's name?
Rosemary Bothwell.
Okay. And what sort of work did she do?
Mostly very, very tight, beautiful portraits and landscapes.
Mm. Oil, watercolor?
Colored pencil, mostly.
Oh, really?
Pencil. I have some of the kids that she's done here.
Okay. And you said her father was an artist as
well? He was a pretty successful artist, but when you see pictures of him in art books, it's usually, he was described as the dashing Arthur Musgrave. I think he was a character and very handsome and flamboyant, and it was more who he was as a whole person uh-huh. rather than so much emphasis on the art.
I see. And what sort of work did he do?
Well, he was in Santa Fe, and he mm-hmm. did kind of a lot of like landscapes, seascapes, and
He would have been...
He was born in 1888.
Okay. Interesting. So Southwest landscape
yeah.
sort of things.
Yeah.
Okay. And your father?
He was a therapist.
A therapist. Okay. And what was his name?
James Bothwell.
Okay. What was your mom's maiden name?
Musgrave.
Okay. Just checking. And do you have siblings?
I have one. I have a brother named Arthur.
Okay. And where in New York did you grow up?
Around Columbia, where my dad was a student, so okay. 120th and Morningside Drive.
Okay. And what was childhood like? Did you spend a lot of time at the Met? Were you in and out of museums? What was childhood like?
Not so much, but there was no television.
Mm.
And so...
That's interesting.
My grandfather always sent my mom boxes of pastels that I could play with, and so she taught me a lot. I mean, I had an awareness at a very, very young age about perspective. You know, we'd stand on the streets in New York and she'd say, look at the top of the street. Notice how at the top of the street, the two sides of the street come together in a point. And if you draw that on a piece of paper, you will be able to show exactly what the street looks like as it's moving away in distance. And she'd kind of hold her fingers up to show people getting smaller as they went further away. So when I was around four, I kind of learned about perspective. And I remember waking up one night when I was about four in the middle of the night and realizing that there were no lines, like in a line drawing, but there were no lines in real life, like separating. It was just space coming to up right up against the object. And so she had me thinking as an artist from the beginning, I think.
Absolutely. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And no television. That is really interesting because that was the heyday of television. And it had just come in. And that was something, was that fine by you?
Well, I didn't know anything different.
You didn't know anything different.
But, you know, my parents were obsessed with books. Mm-hmm. I mean, their house was like the Collier Brothers. Still is. Mm-hmm. Where you had to kind of walk through these narrow, teetering corridors between 7-foot piles of books everywhere because they'd drive down the street and they'd see a house where a whole garage full of books was being sold and they'd buy the whole garage.
Really?
And sometimes they'd never even read them. But there were just always books. And then they'd take me out of school and my mom would write elaborate, sick, Christina's been vomiting green pus profusely for the last 24 hours, and the whole purpose was just so we could drive for 3 hours to go to a new used bookstore that was opening up. So,
really?
So I was always taken out of school for bookstores, and yeah.
So a lot of books, a lot of art.
And a lot of art, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you look at a lot of art as well? Or was
I did, because when my mom had two obsessions, one, and she still is obsessed with... how minorities have been mistreated.
Mm.
So she didn't tell. I didn't get read to as a kid. Instead, she would turn the lights off, and we'd pretend that we were escaping slaves, and we'd be in our imaginations. We'd be looking for what side of the trees the moss grew on, because that's how you always knew you were going in the direction of the north. Mm. And so when I would start writing books. I wrote a lot of books when I was a kid, and I just remember in first or second grade, the teacher saying, you know, why do the slaves all get caught at the end and hung and lynched? And I'd say, well, that's what really happened to a lot of them. So that was one of the things that my mom really stressed instead of reading books to me at night was the whole treatment of minorities. But the other was that she had all these books of early American artists because she'd gone to the Art Students League and studied with George Grosz. So we had a lot of books of that kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
And at night... I would look through these books and we'd make up stories about the paintings. And that was really my...